You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast with me, Ewan Spence. Well, we're running up to 3GSM, couple of interviews. We'll have more next week coming from Barcelona, but for now, a little bit of an interview. Joining me now for the All About Symbian podcast is happening just before 3GSM all kicks off from Spinvox with a new shiny product to talk about is Daniel Dalton. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Ewan.
Hi, VP of Strategy and Marketing at Spinvox. Nice, impressive title. So what do you actually do then?
Very good question. I really look after the future direction, not only of the business, but specifically around our products. And our products are based around a very simple concept of converting voice messages into text so that you can see them on any screen. And it's a very interesting new market that we're in, and it's one that requires a combination of very good product design, which I have a good team for, and good market feeling, insight, and responsiveness.
So how long has Spinvox been running now?
Well, we founded the company back in 2003. We launched our first consumer service in early 2005 through high street retailers like the Carphone Warehouse and the Link. And this year, we're rolling out a whole new generation of products, not only for carriers, where you'll soon see Spinvox available from big wireless carriers in Europe, North America, Australasia, and Africa, direct to consumer, but will be available from our new website, which will go live next week with 3GSM in Barcelona.
Okay, so now Spinvox isn't really something that sits in the phone. It kind of all sits on your server, so you're not relying on the processing power of the phones, are you?
No, we don't rely on the processing power of the phones the way we serve the service, simply because we want to make this available on any handset, any network, anywhere.
So pardon the brutality of the question, but that's where you make the money, people calling into the server then. Is it like a premium line number or is it a membership service?
It's not based on premium rate call at the moment. What we offer for our voicemail product, where we convert your voicemails into text messages and email, is a monthly program where you buy a minimum £5 worth of credit with us. And it really is a pay-as-you-go model, no subscription.
Okay, so does that mean then, although you're based in the UK, it's accessible from anywhere in the world?
It is indeed. The new products we're introducing, in particular Spin My Blog, that's available anywhere and can be used by anybody to interact with any blog site on the planet.
Okay, so do you have international numbers as well, or do they all have to dial back into Birmingham?
No, we have, you're absolutely right. We have international numbers in North America, not only the UK, France, Spain, Germany, and one or two other regions of the world. And we'll be bringing them on more and more as time moves on.
Right. Now the image that I have to mind when I read through the product, the whole voice to the screen messaging, first of all, was the images of all the sort of 1940s and 1950s films where there's a scoop inside Parliament or a building, and all the reporters run to the phones to try and go back to the typists that are sitting back in Fleet Street or something. And it's just a computer version of that, isn't it?
Well, it is in some ways, and one of you're pointing at something that we believe is very powerful about what we've done, which is to actually make very important messaging really natural and simple. And in many ways, one of the great things in those days was actually it was very simple to pick up a phone and speak something to somebody on the other line, and they would process it and manage its publication for you. Spin My Blog, if you like, today's version of how the internet, which is the biggest broadcast community, can be made available from any phone again. So just as you said, the great thing is I can now immediately speak a blog post by calling a number and saying exactly what it is that I'm interested in.
So how do you deal with something like editing or something? Like let's say I read in for a blog and I suddenly go, I don't want to say that paragraph, it's libelous. How do you get it? How do you stop it? I mean, do you have edit commands built into your speech?
The answer is yes. There are methods of controlling that. So if it's your own blog site, of course you can actually control when content goes live. And of course, naturally, you can control who accesses your blog site. In our case, because we give you security controls with PIN numbers, so that you can control who edits, more importantly, posts to your blog site.
So do you use the basic sort of blog API, the Blogger APIs and through 6 apart, WordPress and such like, or is everything hosted on your servers?
Yeah, the conversion service is hosted obviously on our servers, but we interface directly into LiveJournal, Blogger, etc. So that for you as a user, all you need to know is what is the number I call now to post my blog entry.
Right, so I mean, this is launching at 3GSM next week. Obviously, your voice-to-screen messaging has been going on and obviously successful to allow you to carry on this product. How do our users and readers get into this service? Is it available now? Is it going to be available during 3GSM? Or is it a sort of apply and wait to see if you get an account?
No, it will be available as of 3GSM. We have some initial accounts, a few hundred out there already available that you can search the... But for any user, they need to simply come to our website and enter a couple of basic details about where their blog is hosted and what the basic access method is, and we'll immediately create an account and give you a number to call. And it's that simple.
And you're also hoping then to tie up with some of the sort of mobile phone networks, I would assume.
Well, that's a very good question. This program, and we have several other products as well, so for instance, what we call Spin My Memo will be announced next week, which allows you to speak yourself a memo, which is great when you're out and about and you just want to remind yourself of something or capture an idea, and a broadcast product so that you can actually speak a text message to a list of people in one go. Communities actually are defined by groups of people, not necessarily by the technology that they use. These products transcend those and allow people to interact across those technical boundaries and allow the real community to carry on. And for us, what we're doing is letting that community pathfind with us where the true homes are for some of these products. We strongly believe that when something as simple as this is given to a community, they will use it in ways that none of us could have forecast. Insights into the true value of a product and a market.
So programmer question, is there any sort of public-facing API so people can go away and do spin their own spin my things?
That's a very good question. We're looking at that sort of program. I can't comment on details yet, but I think your audience will understand that that's sometimes a difficult thing to launch immediately, but we certainly welcome the idea of letting the community also develop applications, ideas, and services that further enhance our simple vision that voice is one of the best methods of creating content, and great rich mobile phone screens like Symbian devices have are the best way of actually seeing them. So it's a fantastic synonymous partnership there. So
when you look at the amount of processing power and everything that these mobile phones are having now compared to 6 or 12 months ago, are you not afraid that Moore's Law is going to come along and it's going to be able to be done on the device and render you impotent?
I'm sorry, Ewan. I think you were asking the question about, are you talking about speech conversion being available on device?
Yes.
Yes. I think there's the two simple answers to that. One, which is a limited technical answer, is basically that one of the most difficult things about doing speech recognition requirement that's needed to do it well, and secondarily is the actually very large amount of data that's required locally on the device to make it work well. To date, we haven't seen anyone get there, and from all my insight, that's still a significant challenge, but ultimately not insurmountable. But the more important thing is to do with the fact that we want to be able to run a service that frees people up from being device-specific. The beauty of our service is that not only does it work now with no training, but it's also available to me whether I call from my mobile, whether I call from a VoIP number, or even pick up my home phone and speak. Our system will always work consistently across those different connection points, which is why we believe that running this type of service should be server-side rather than distributed inside the handset.
Hey, give us an idea then, how big a database do you have on the server side then?
Well, if I were to give you an idea, we have at the moment over 130,000 live users on our service. We have an enormous amount of data in terms of vocabulary, grammars, lexicons, etc. to help us correctly convert messages. It is going into the terabyte category at the moment. So it is not an insignificant problem. One of the other challenges you have in doing this is that we are running our service not in true real time, we're running it near real time. On a phone, as a user, your experience will be real time responsiveness. Very difficult to do.
Right. And where can people find out a little bit more about the product?
Well, it's very simple. They need to simply point their browsers at spinbox.com. They can try our existing voicemail service on a free trial, so have your missed calls, which end up in voicemails, converted and sent to you as text messages or email. They can sign up for Spin My Blog. They can sign up shortly, next week at 3GSM, for the other products that we'll be announcing. So should be an interesting weekend on our website.
Oh, there we go. Daniel, thank you very much for your time. In regards to 3GSM, Rafe is going to be over there and checking in on the podcasts and on the website regularly. And if not, we will be carrying all the news at allaboutsymbian.com. Till the next podcast, thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.